I'm never sure what to write for the dead. I mean, most of the time when someone hands me the marker at one of these vigils, I just end up laying down something vague and comforting. You know, see you in heaven. We'll miss you. Rest in peace, bro. Something like that. But it never feels right. Never feels like your words will make a difference. Like they'll make his family feel better or stop anyone else from dying for no reason. The person they're meant for won't ever read them, so you're just wasting ink. But the small, silent crowd shuffles forward. The girl ahead of me passes me a marker, and it's my turn. I've got to write something. I step up to the big oak tree that stands in the middle of Virgilio Square, its bare branches spread out overhead like skeletal fingers. A white sheet's been wrapped around its trunk, with "Te queremos, Gabe," airbrushed across the middle in big blue letters. I know enough Spanish to know that means, "We love you." Everyone's notes and signatures are scrawled in the spaces all around it. A bunch of teddy bears and candles sit at the base of the tree in front of a framed photo of Gabe smiling big, all nestled in a nook formed by the roots. This is where Gabe and his friends were hanging when the shots were fired. Word is, the bullet was meant for someone else. Too bad the bullet didn't know that. I'm tall, so I decide to add my message up high on the sheet, where there's only a couple others. I take off my glove and shake my hand to try to warm it up. Then I lean against the tree and press the tip of the marker against the white cotton. The black ink bleeds into it. I stay like that for a few moments, adding nothing but a black dot because I still don't know what to write. I want to put down something meaningful. Gabe lived three streets over and was only a year ahead of me in school. We weren't real tight, but coming up, he was part of the group of kids we'd always play football or manhunt or whatever with. For some reason, I keep thinking about how he used to eat apples whole, core and all. The rest of us would tell him a tree was going to grow in his stomach if he drank too much water. Funny how your mind picks something small like that to replay. But I also think about last summer, when I announced that I was transferring from Whitman High, our neighborhood school, to St. Sebastian's, a private school in the suburbs. Pride in Whitman High's basketball team runs real deep around our way, so a lot of people didn't like that one bit. My main man, Nazir, straight up stopped talking to me. But Gabe was cool about it. I was shooting around at the courts one day shortly after the announcement, and some guys started getting in my face about it. Gabe stepped in, calmed them down, and sent them on their way. Then he told me to keep my head up, to not let it get to me. Maybe it's because he was good at football and so understood what I was trying to do with basketball. But whatever the reason, it meant a lot. Only, I don't know how to express all this on a bedsheet wrapped around a tree. I feel the line behind me growing restless since I'm taking forever, so I give up trying to find the perfect words. I settle for, "I won't forget you," and sign my name. Don't know what happens to us after we die, but if there's some way he can read this, I know he'll understand the words I feel but can't find.